Welcome to Two Therapists Talking. The hope for this podcast is to talk about important issues related to couples and individuals who are struggling in their lives with many different issues. I'm David Thompson, a marriage and family therapist.
And I'm Sherry Christensen, marriage and family therapist. Please join us as we explore these issues together, and we hope you will learn and be enlightened along the way. Come find us at twotherapisttalking.com. If you like what you're hearing, please get on and rate us and subscribe to the podcast. Hi, and welcome back to Two Therapists Talking. I'm Sherry.
And I'm David.
And we've been working on couple concepts and
healthy relationships.
Yes, how to work on healthy relationships. And so today we're going to talk about the marriage contract.
Ooh, this is an important one.
Yep. We're going to talk about what it is and how to do it, why it's important, and how you can create one yourself if you so choose to do that.
Which is really helpful, especially after like a disclosure process. Mm-hmm. Where it's like we're just creating a new baseline or foundation, and often it just helps. I mean, it helps every couple because it's very clear, usually much more clear than we normally talk.
Yes.
Like, you know, we've talked about love language. It's kind of like love languages. What is meaningful to your partner for how they feel loved or what builds trust? And right. So essentially the marriage contract is, this is what works for me with love. This is what works for me with trust. Let's talk about it. Let's have clarity, answer questions. And if we both feel heard and understood, like literally sign it. And it is a contract that then you can use moving forward to say, hey, remember we talked about this. When this happens, I don't feel loved. So let's talk about a marriage contract.
Yeah, I really like this. And I think you're right. It doesn't just apply after like a disclosure.
Right.
If you are working as a couple, for example, in therapy or whatever, and you've been struggling with a lot of difficult, challenging topics, this can be a great thing to throw in there in terms of like, hey, we're choosing to connect with each other about what's important to us in building love and building trust. And we're committing to do that. We're committing to showing up in loving ways, even though a lot of the things we're doing and talking about are really hard.
Yeah.
And I think it goes right back to our last episode. We were talking about the three things that healthy couples need. And that second one was communicate. And we talked about how, oof, you got to communicate clearly, which we often don't do. We often say things and assume that the other person understands what that means.
Because they love us, so they should know.
Yes, yes. Or maybe we've mentioned it one time or, you know, whatever. And we aren't being very clear and very specific. And so that's the thing that I think is great about this marriage contract is we're actually going to go in a very specific way through how we feel loved and trusted, what builds trust in the relationship that the other person can do. So it's extremely clear and it just provides that really great foundation, like David was saying.
Yeah. And keep in mind the marriage contract, the point is to clearly communicate the needs in the relationship, not all the wants. That's a whole different thing. And so, you know, putting this together, two things really stand out as what every single relationship needs. But there are a lot of wants. So this is not a wants contract.
Yes.
Hopefully you're talking about things that you want, things that you desire, but they're not deal breakers. But by and large, love and trust are deal breakers. And we know how important trust is. Trust is definitely a deal breaker.
Right.
But love is very important too. And so, you know, the marriage contract is about needs. It's almost like you start here and then certainly you can add lots of other, you know, this would be great if, or I love it when, and that's great. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the contract, this is just, I've got to have
baseline
this.
Foundational
yep.
stuff. So as you go through this, you will have the opportunity to talk about the things that you need. Again, I like that clarification. In the areas of love and trust, and then you'll talk about it. The two of you can talk about, okay, well, what does that mean? And let me get clarity around that. Am I, does it mean this or does it mean that? And you have the opportunity to discuss it, to refine it, to negotiate those things, to accept, reject.
Yeah. Just like any contract. You have
the opportunity to do that. And as you then take the flip side and the other person is sharing their stuff, again, the same process will happen.
Yeah.
And the idea is to get to a consensus of what we feel like, yes, this is what I need, this is what you need, which can be different things.
Right.
And this is what we're willing, how we're willing to show up for each other in the relationship.
Yes.
It doesn't mean you're going to be perfect 100% of the time. But no. But it does mean that you're going to lean into really trying to show up in those ways. And it's something that they can point to and say, hey, like, it doesn't really feel to me like you're doing this right now that I'm needing.
Right. Which is the point of the contract, is now you know, and you're agreeing to do your best to show up for your partner and respond well, not perfectly, like Sherry's saying. This isn't about like, oh, now I know, and we're never going to have any issues again. This is just, you're committing.
You're not going to hold it over your partner's head if they don't show up perfectly.
Right. No, this is an absolute commitment that I understand really well, and I will do my best to meet those needs. Mm-hmm. And I'll stumble and I'll fall and I'll have bad days and moods will come and go. But more often than not, I will show up in the way you need. And a lot of that is because I understand it so much better.
Yeah. And so that's the goal. We're going to respond to the feedback that you receive around that contract if it's brought up later, rather than reacting to it. And you're going to have to talk about it. You're going to have to communicate a lot, right? Like,
yep.
Again, that's one of the things we keep coming back to, is you're just going to have to communicate a lot more and be very specific about things during this process. And then as you continue forward and you reference back to that space.
Yeah. And just so you know, imagine you're looking at a piece of paper and it's an actual contract. On the contract, what I would say couples should initial to start, there's this little piece that talks about honesty. And you're not negotiating honesty. Okay. Love and trust comes with some like discussion, right? Just so I understand it better. What you need loving, for love and trust.
Yes.
But honesty, you know, that's kind of like, if you're doing this, you're agreeing to be honest. So
yes,
in the contract, it basically says, you know, honesty, you're free of deceit and untruthfulness. You're sincere. Integrity, I love the word integrity. It means right. The quality of being honest and having strong moral principles or moral uprightness. So
living within your value system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, not perfect, but this is a shared value system. So what I say in the contract is everybody's just got to initial, I am agreeing to be honest in this relationship.
Yes.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yes.
Well, unless it's like, you know, how did that taste? And I wasn't a big fan, but you put hours into it. And I'm like, it was good. So, you know, little wiggle room on that stuff.
Uh-oh. Where's the gray? We're introducing gray.
Everything else. Absolutely.
Do I look fat in this dress?
Which, by the way, you've already agreed to if you're married, right? Uh-huh. That is absolutely the understanding.
The honesty, yes.
But often things have happened where it's like, we kind of seem to have lost this somewhere along the way. Hey,
right.
Honesty is the absolute where we're going. So that doesn't take much explanation.
Uh-huh. But at the same time, I think, okay, so honesty, free of deceit, free of untruthfulness, being sincere. I do run into clients that are like, okay, now that means that whatever is going on in my brain is going to come out my mouth now because okay. I have to be 100% honest.
That's not honest.
Yeah.
Just to share everything in your brain.
That's unfiltered.
There's a different word for that. Which, by the way, a really good example of what Sherry's talking about, trust discussions. Mm-hmm. Step 7, if you remember, is a manage report. Really, it's a lust report, but you're right. Saying I managed or I didn't.
Right.
And the criteria, if you remember, are, you know, if you look for more than 2 seconds or do a double take for mm-hmm. sexual purposes.
Right.
Well, we're not asking you to share every thought
every
in
detail.
Your head.
Yes. These are all the things that helpful. I was thinking when I did that double take.
And I'm not sure useful. I'm sure she's had couples that have come in like I have where the spouse demands that. Mm-hmm. And so they'll bring in these disclosures that I did not help them put together. And they're like 30, 40 pages of every thought they can think of that was immoral or lustful. Right. Or, and it's like, oh man, this is not helpful.
Uh-huh.
So good point.
Yes. Yes. I think sometimes we get spouses that demand those things. And yeah. Sometimes we get an addict that is so concerned about making sure that they are fixing this problem in their life and they're working really hard on it that they go overboard.
Over-report, yep.
Right, and they're oversharing. But again, this is not just related to addiction
right.
situations, right? We can overshare in order to try to be perfectly honest
right.
In a lot of different situations. And I think everyone's pretty clear that, you know, if you're in a situation where you're feeling frustrated or heightened emotionally, a lot of times the things that are going through your head are not actually
right.
truth or not actually what you feel. They're just an upset feeling in the moment.
They're a glimpse of a moment. Yeah.
Yes. And once you've regulated, you can process that better and show up in a more loving way. So
yeah.
when we say being 100% honest, it does not mean you have a constant stream from your brain to your mouth.
Not everything has to come out your mouth, but the stuff that does needs to be accurate.
Yes.
So you've got to get better at kind of filtering that. Now, if you're thinking that means justifying or rationalizing not sharing everything, I don't know if I've talked to anybody that can't tell the difference really well. Like if you have a sense of, ooh, I don't want to say that or tell her that or share that, probably that's something you need to think about. And it's not just, you know, hold it in or keep it to yourself. That may be important information.
Right.
But hopefully what Sherry's saying, you know, is making sense. And
yes, again, we don't want to be on either extreme of this.
Right.
And I think you're right. I'm glad that you pointed that out because I think that's what happens a lot. We get people that want to use it one way or
yeah.
try to do it one way or the other way. And we're saying, oh, wait, find the middle balance. So if you're upset that we're saying, no, you don't need to share every thought, then realize we're not saying you can justify, your partner can justify not sharing things.
Right.
And the other way as well. So finding that healthy middle balance.
Yep.
So then again, we're going to talk about as soon as we've decided, hey, we're on the same page, we're going to be honest, we're going to have integrity in our relationships, then we're going to talk about what love means to
yep.
you.
Yep.
Right? That's the first concept.
So imagine like you're answering certain prompts that you're then going to share and talk about with your partner.
Right.
And that would be the first one. What does love mean to you?
So it's important for both of you to discuss or to come up with those things. And
yep.
it's not a, it, these are concrete things we're looking for.
Right.
Not just like a feeling in my heart. Like, what is it? Like, how would you know? Like, what would your partner be doing to demonstrate that you would know, oh, my partner loves me because
right.
what are you seeing them doing? Or what are, when you say, oh, my partner doesn't love me in this moment, what are you not seeing?
They don't love me. Okay. Tell me more about that. Like,
right.
What does that mean to you? They don't love you. So what does love mean to you is relative, and that's why the contract needs to cover what Sherry's talking about.
Yes.
So how does your partner show up? What attitudes, what words, mm-hmm. what behaviors? And by the way, examples are great.
Yes,
I super tell couples, helpful. Put examples in here. Like when you said this, I love that.
Yes.
You love that because then I feel important to you. Then I feel like you're thinking about me when you don't have to. Oh, it just makes me feel so good. Okay, well, that's clear. I can understand that.
And the other lovely thing about doing those and using those examples is how do you feel when someone's like, oh my goodness, I just loved it when you did this and this and this, right? It makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Which is another great thing about this, because one of the things we're going to talk about as well is maybe some things that they're doing that aren't loving, right?
Yep.
So being able to start with the space of, oh, here are the things that you're doing that I just really love it.
Yeah.
Because it really makes me feel important and considered and seen and wanted. You know, it's a good place to start.
It is. Just like our companionship inventory we've talked about once a week, start with good things.
Yes.
It's a lot easier.
Yep. So like I just mentioned, you're going to talk first about how does your partner show up in love, and then, and with those specific examples, the attitudes, words, and behaviors, like David was saying, and then you're going to also talk about how does your partner not show up in love, again, with some of those examples and attitudes, words, and behaviors,
and
being able
not
to explain
yeah.
where you're coming from, right? Because
right.
again, because this is, it is subjective to each individual person, you know, for one person, they, it may not be a big deal if
right.
you don't, if their partner is sitting down in front of the TV when they come home and is like, hey, you know, out the, you know,
yeah.
given a cursory, like, hey, how's it going? And not really getting up. But for someone else, that just might feel so devastating that
yeah.
you didn't jump up and greet me,
yeah.
right? So that's why we want to be specific about these things. And again, doing that in a loving way and not in an angry way.
Yeah.
Showing up loving that
yeah.
way.
That won't work if you're angry. And, you know, a good example of this, you know, I think about things like, you know, when I tell you that I have a girls' night out or I have a mm-hmm. meeting or I have a thing and my response is, ugh.
Yeah.
And like, that's it. You know, it'd be one thing to do that and then come around and say, well, you're so dependable, or do you enjoy it? Probably making a difference or something supportive, anything. But if it's just a, oh man, how long is it? Then it's like, well, just so you know,
uh-huh.
don't feel very important to you when like this is your reaction to this thing.
Right.
And I'm like, oh yeah, I guess I never really, yeah, that isn't very supportive. So these examples are just meant for clarity, not to,
right.
not to become kind of a, here's everything wrong with you.
Yes.
Because look, you're both going to be doing this and you're both taking turns sharing these kinds of things, which is why examples are going to be really helpful.
Mm-hmm. So once you've done that with love, then we're going to do the same thing with trust. What does trust mean to you? And I think it's important, we've talked about this before, to recognize that trust covers a lot of different areas and a lot of different topics.
Yeah.
So you can trust someone in one way and not trust them in another way.
Levels of right? trust, sounds
levels
like.
Levels of trust, yep. We've talked about this.
Yep.
So make sure that you're considering that as you're thinking about what trust means to you and how your partner shows they can be trusted, the things that they do.
Yep.
Look at these different angles and areas of your life and pull from all of those so that you have a well-rounded view of what trust means and how they are showing up, and then also ways that they're not showing
right,
up
right.
and yep. can do a little bit better.
Yes. Which again can be kind of painful to hear and go through, but important, because remember, without this foundation, it can get pretty complicated or confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just want to start fresh sometimes.
Yep. And I think the last thing that goes with that is the kind of the question, what are some important expectations that you have that aren't being met?
Yeah.
And just being aware and having an opportunity to talk about expectations, because, man, there are a lot of ways that sometimes we show up in a relationship with these expectations and then they're not met and then we're upset and the other person didn't even know it was a thing that you had decided that they were going to do for you. Or ways that they were going to show up. So making sure you're thinking through. So again, these are things to think about ahead of time for both of you to do on your own.
Which is what we recommend
mm-hmm.
is you think about these ahead of time. And when you feel ready, both of you, that's when you're going to come together and start to talk about it.
Right. Right. Then you can talk about it. You can review them. You can discuss them. You can make sure you have clarity. And then when you both can agree on the specific things that, and again, these can be totally different between the two of you,
right.
that you're going to do in ways that you're going to show up in each other's lives and are going to work toward being more loving and trustworthy and showing up that way, then you can sign what you have.
Yeah. Which is actually very powerful.
Yes. It's
people
amazing.
Take it seriously a
yes.
lot more when you sign.
Yeah.
And just remember, you sign it, and that basically also means, you know, you're committing to be patient, that the goal is progress, not perfection. And right. So we all need time to improve. Mm-hmm. And last episode, this is going practice. To make communicate clearly a lot easier as well.
Yes.
Because, I mean, we have a pretty good template now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
hopefully that was helpful. And
create your own relationship, marriage contract.
It's good stuff. It can really help you both understand each other better and be able to show up better in the ways that each other needs.
Yep. Thank you for joining us.
See you next time. Thank you for listening to Two Therapists Talking. We look forward to sharing more conversations with you. Connect with us at twotherapisttalking.com or email podcast@twotherapisttalking.com. If you like what you're hearing, please get on and rate us and subscribe to the podcast.